Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about these exciting times in which we live. Recent revelations suggest we're all inadvertent characters in a governmental spy novel. You may have thought the NSA was everywhere, but apparently you didn't know the half of it. The New York Times reports a spy agency is monitoring online game rooms like World of Warcraft and Second Life. Are those trolls or undercover spooks, or both? Not just an operations chief, but a night elf hunter guild leader as well. James Bond's new assignment? To enchant a goblin priest. The operatives claim their goal is to thwart terrorism, but that's pretty much their answer to everything these days, including lunch at Quiznos. Who knows what they're really doing? Maybe checking out skill sets, filling emergency requests from the military to wander around Call of Duty Black Ops 2. We need someone who goes to the left well and is able to take out multiple drones with one RPG. And while you're at it, check around Grand Theft Auto for someone who can steer with his knees. Gives gamers an excuse, too. I'm not wasting time. I'm gathering counterintelligence. What about the games that weren't mentioned? Think Zelda's feeling a little less than? Of course, with today's gamers, having their every move under surveillance isn't that big of a problem. Knowing the NSA is watching your foray into gem collection just might make it more enticing. After all, the new Xbox has a camera and microphone that remain on and pointing at your couch even when the game is off. Coming up next, Paranoia, the game of life. Friend or foe, you'll never know. Don't just play the game, be the game. Then again, just the thought of government employees spending the whole day playing video games makes a man proud to pay his taxes, don't it? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.